You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon. The Path.
Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the path that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat.
Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the path which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
The Path is a weekly audio podcast that will provide news and information about activities at St. Vladimir's, highlights from Divine Services, interviews with parishioners and visitors to St. Vladimir's, as well as Ask the Priest, questions and answers, and occasional commentary on relevant contemporary topics. Remember, send your questions to info@stvladimiraami.org. The name The Path was chosen to remind us that the path we choose in this life determines the path that leads to the next life, to paradise or destruction. A path is something that is rarely trod alone. We hope this will be a reminder to us all that we perish alone, but we are saved together. In other words, strengthening and supporting the parish family helps each and every one of us towards salvation. Transfiguration in Christ is a path we travel along together. It is our hope that this podcast facilitates that travel towards the heavenly kingdom for our parish family and those yet to join us. Welcome to The Path. Let us begin this edition of The Path with our weekly announcements. After several weeks of threatening that the old driveway would be closed imminently, we can say that, in fact, this has finally happened. If you don't believe me, please visit our Facebook page. We have a picture of the driveway there being destroyed by heavy equipment. However, the new driveway is already in use. The new driveway is approximately 50 yards to the east of the old driveway. That is, it is closer to Ann Arbor. There is no need to use the driveway at 10,000 Jackson Road any longer. Thank you for your patience as we continue phase one of our building project. Services and activities for this week at St. Vladimir are Saturday, 6 p.m., Vespers only, followed by a concert by our choir as part of our festival. Sunday, 9 a.m., Divine Liturgy. Please note the early start time. Sunday, 7 p.m., Vigil for the Nativity of the Theotokos. Please note the late start time. Monday, 8 a.m., Divine Liturgy for the Nativity of the Theotokos. Wednesday, 6 p.m., Weekly Akathist for the Ill. Our long-awaited and much-anticipated festival is slated for this Saturday and Sunday. Please consider helping even if you haven't yet had a chance to commit to helping before the festival. This is our biggest missionary effort, and we need all hands on deck to make it truly successful. Just come on out, find Nathan, and ask how you can help. St. Vladimir's has become a construction site. Excavation work on our new driveway, parking lots, and pole barn is well underway, and there are lots of heavy equipment and construction materials in our fields. Construction materials and heavy equipment are huge temptations for the little ones. They would love to climb on it, play in it, and generally do all sorts of unsafe things with it. That is not their fault. They are children. But the adults, parents especially, but really all adults in the parish, need to keep an eye on the kids and make sure that they stay away from these potentially dangerous things. Please have a talk with your kids before you come next to St. Vladimir's and make it clear that they are to stay away. But adults, whether it is you or child or not, please step in if a child is in a dangerous place. Thank you all for seeing to it that phase one of our project is positive and safe for all. We are streaming our divine services live over the internet. Please check the schedule of services on our homepage and then join us online to listen live. The link to the live stream is on the right side of the homepage with the other parish links. If you have technical problems, please email info@stvladimiraami.org and we will help you as best we can to solve these problems. Church school begins this year on Saturday, September 26th. Register online now by visiting our homepage and clicking on the Church School link on the right side of the page or by emailing info@stvladimiraami.org. Registration is online this year. Please take a moment now to register as you listen to the rest of the path. Our sister in Christ, Adelaide Lanterman, has volunteered to head up the greeter team at St. Vladimir's. What the parish wants to do is welcome existing parish members and visitors as they enter St. Vladimir's for divine services. In order to do that effectively, we need to have a team of about 8 people that volunteer in groups of 2 to be greeters each Sunday morning starting September 27th. What does it mean to be a greeter? A greeter will be a friendly person available to answer questions, guide people to the available pamphlets about the parish and Orthodox Christianity, provide them with informational bulletins, invite them to stay for the meal after liturgy, and make polite conversation with them during the meal if they choose to stay. The greeter is the person that the visitor knows is there to help. Please join us. Contact Addie or Nathan today to participate in this important ministry of welcoming newcomers to the parish. With the blessing of His Grace Bishop Peter, we have recently built the memorial to soldiers and sailors who died in battle in the area directly across from our bell tower. The feast of the beheading of St. John the Baptist, commemorated each year on September 11th, yes, the same day as the terrorist attack on the United States, is the day that the Orthodox Church commemorates fallen soldiers and sailors. On this day, Friday of last week, we held liturgy and immediately afterwards blessed the memorial. Please stop by soon and have a look, and say a prayer for the departed. There are very few of us who do not have someone in our family who died in battle, and this memorial is for them. We thought it appropriate to execute this project this year on the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II. Thank you to all who made this beautiful memorial possible. Our adult group monthly meeting has been changed from Monday, September 28th to Tuesday, September 29th at 8 p.m. at the Obertas family home. We have a special guest for this meeting, Priest Vladimir Klimzo from Davidova, Russia. Father Vladimir will discuss his ministry to special needs children and adults, and the summer camp that he runs to support this ministry in the village of Davidova. Several of our parishioners helped at the camp this summer. We hope that they too will join us to discuss their experience there. Register for this event at our homepage. Thank you for registering. It helps us to prepare the correct amount of food. You can only make a first impression once. That is why it is so important, and the responsibility of each and every one of us, to warmly welcome visitors to our parish. Is the visitor not acting appropriately? Assure them that all will be fine and help them lovingly. Is the visitor's child fussy? Assure them that we welcome children in the church and not to worry. If they ask for a place to go to quiet the child, please point out the nursery. Do not push them out the door. Does the visitor have questions? Answer them if possible, and if not, refer them to someone who can, like one of our greeters. A smile and a welcoming word can make the difference in someone's spiritual life, both in this life and the next. Please show love one to another so that people will know that we are Christ's disciples. We want to be known for our warm hospitality, as was Abraham, but we all must work together to make our parish as welcoming as we possibly can. We are pleased to announce our marriage and family retreat this year will take place the weekend of October 24th and 25th. We are also pleased to announce that with the blessing of Bishop Peter, Archpriest David Moser will lead this retreat. Father David has been a priest and a family counselor for many years, and his insights, both from his spiritual and secular work, will benefit all our St. Vladimir's families. Registration for this retreat is online, and more information can be found on our homepage. If you have any trouble finding that information, please email info@stvladimiraami.org, and we'll get the information to you immediately. Please save the date for our annual fall pilgrimage to Holy Cross Monastery in Wayne, West Virginia. The fall pilgrimage is set for October 30th to November 1st. To register, please see Dimitri Knish or email info@stvladimiraami.org. As always, registration will be limited due to the limited capacity of the monastery guesthouse, so please register soon. Please remember all our parish ill in your prayers. You can find a list of the sick, suffering, traveling, those seeking work, and the newly reposed on our homepage. This list is published every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. and sent out in our Monday email. The Way is an introduction to Orthodox Christianity for those interested in learning about our faith, and a great opportunity for those of us who are already Orthodox to learn more about our faith. We will host The Way at St. Vladimir's this winter for the first time, and we need your help. You will be needed to help prepare meals, lead discussion groups at the Monday sessions, and help with logistics. First and foremost, we need a leader, someone to oversee the whole thing and organize the volunteers. This will be a great opportunity for our parish to introduce many new people to our Orthodox faith, if we do it right. And with God's help and our hard work, we will do it right. Please contact me if you can help, and especially if you are willing to be the leader. Please join us as we run the way. Please alert me to those who are sick or suffering or with other spiritual needs. I am happy to bring Holy Communion to the ill, bless homes, and to otherwise support our parish family in their time of need, but I can only act if you share the need with me. Do not hesitate. I am here to help. Please reach out today. Connect with our parish on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Vkontakte, our Sound of the Parish blog, and via our website. All these efforts are undertaken on your behalf. Please utilize them and share them with friends so they too can learn about our parish family. Thus ends the announcements for the 15th week after Pentecost 2015. May the merciful Lord grant all a blessed and spiritually profitable fall. Commentary for the Path, September 17th, 2015. This coming weekend, we hold our annual festival at St. Vladimir's. This is the single most important missionary effort that we as a parish hold annually. Let me say that again to make it very, very clear to everyone. Our festival is the single most important missionary effort that our parish undertakes every year. This is the one and only reason that we hold the festival, to introduce our friends, neighbors, strangers, everyone and anyone to our parish and the Orthodox faith. I know that not everyone agrees with me that this is why we hold the festival. That is, that the festival is or should be a missionary effort. To me, this is all about perspective. How we see something. Some people see the glass as half empty. Some see it as half full. Some see the weather as 50% chance of showers. Some see it as 50% chance of beautiful weather. There is not a right or wrong answer here, just a matter of perspective. But I'd like to share my perspective with you in the hope that you will join me in my perspective, that you will see the festival for what I sincerely believe it to be, a huge missionary outreach to our surrounding community. Our Lord commanded us to reach out, to go to all the ends of the earth to preach his gospel of love. The last few verses of St. Matthew's gospel provide us with the Lord's own words in this regard. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. These verses are known as the Great Commission. Note the absence of wavering in our Lord's words here. He did not say something like, If you have time and it's not too inconvenient for you, please consider the possibility of maybe, perhaps, talking to a few folks about me and my gospel, if you can. If we are his disciples, then it is our charge. It is our great commission to teach others. But how do we do that? There is a rather stark lack of festival activity in the lives of the saints. The scripture, too, is mute in this regard. How then did the parish festival become something of a dogmatic commandment in relation to the Great Commission? Of course, I am being facetious in proclaiming the festival as dogmatic. It is nothing of the sort. And in fact, I think we are best served by looking to another part of Matthew's Gospel for some guidance in this regard. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. So let us be wise. Let us use our wisdom to attract people to Christ and his church, to meet society where it is, and to do everything we can to raise it towards heaven. The fact of the matter is that our festival attracts people to our parish. Many people, likely thousands of people, will join us over the weekend. The work is hard, the pay is poor, but the reward is great. No one can say that if you don't participate in the festival that you have apostatized from the faith or that your salvation is in danger. This is simple stupidity. The Lord gives us free will, and we should use that free will wisely to glorify him to the best of our ability. No one is commanded to participate in the festival. That being said, it would be sad for you if you did not. Why? Because here we have an opportunity to serve others without hope of earthly reward. We have the opportunity to do something for the sake of Christ, to introduce others to the true faith which he gave us for the salvation of all men. The Great Commission does not command us to go forth and teach Slavs or Caucasians or Greeks or any other part of humanity. We are called to go forth and teach all, each and every one. Of course, everyone should come to the Divine Liturgy every Sunday. I mean everyone in the entire world without exception. But that has never happened yet, and it never will. Even a cursory perusal of the scriptures makes it clear that not all will choose to be Christ's disciples. But that does not mean that we should not try. In fact, we should. We should break our backs trying. Not so that we will receive praise in this life, but so that we will be able to give a good answer to the Lord in the next. And if folks won't come to St. Vladimir's for the Divine Liturgy, but they will for the festival, then at least that is something. At least that is a start. At least at our festival they will hear about Christ, and they will see us doing our best to be Christ's disciples. This likely reminds us of another of Christ's teachings from John's Gospel. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Put another way, we show that we are Christ's disciples by the way we treat each other. If with love, we do well. If lacking love, we do not do well. And here is something else the festival provides us, the opportunity to exhibit love one to another as our Lord calls us to, and to be an example to our guests in this way. Many outside the church are looking for a reason to come to Christ. Sadly, some inside the church are looking for a reason to flee from Christ. The way we live as a parish family can be a big part of the reason that someone comes to Christ, and a big part of the reason that someone doesn't flee from Christ. But if we are a bad example, if we do not act as Christ's disciples, we can also be the reason that someone flees from Christ. We don't have many chances in this life to struggle for the good of others without any hope of personal reward. The festival is one of those rare opportunities. We might not make a lot of money. It might be hot. It might be cold. We might have sore feet. But we will have done something good for our parish and for our fellow man by working our fingers to the bone. And for this, we should be of a bright countenance. We should be happy, even joyous. Thank God that He gives us an opportunity to do missionary work in this life. Thank God that He gives us our parish family members to help us with our salvation. Thank God that He allows people to be exposed to the faith by coming to our festival. We are privileged to have such an opportunity to welcome guests to the Lord's house. Abraham was zealous in his hospitality, and he was found worthy to host the very God of heaven and earth in his humble abode at the Oak of Mamre. It is unlikely that this will be repeated at this weekend's festival. However, Abraham's example and his reward were given for our emulation. Thank God that He gives us opportunities such as our festival to emulate Abraham. Thank you to all who will struggle and who have already struggled greatly for the success of our festival effort. Thank you all who have prayed for the success of the festival, and by success I mean the spreading of the true faith in Michigan through exposure to it at our festival. May the Lord reward you richly, both in this life and the next, for your missionary work for His holy church. Please join us next week on The Path.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of The Path. We ask your prayers that we are able to publish this podcast weekly. We also ask your cooperation. If you are asked to interview for our program, please say yes. If you have ideas for interviews, please share those ideas with us, and please share this program with friends and loved ones. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.
We now present several highlights from the previous week's services. We hope you enjoy these and that you can be with us soon to participate in the beautiful divine services in person at St. Vladimir's. Thank you.
Stood and prayed, seeking the most pure body.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.